The following is taken from Rudolf Steiner's lectures, Lecture 5 from Occult Movements in the 19th Century, Collected Works 254, and it was given on October 18th, 1915. Just kept the fundamentals of this lecture on the eighth sphere, and in order to facilitate some sort of comprehension of this material, I will attempt to sum up my own understanding as a preliminary to the actual Steiner material, which is 12 minutes long, as I was able to understand it. Without getting into the taxonomy of these different spheres, let's just say the seven spheres pertain to the planets that were known at that time, not including then the outer planets, but from Earth to Saturn, although not in that order, whatever the order is. The Moon in Steiner's reference point model is the third sphere, and the Earth is the fourth sphere. However, this doesn't exactly pertain to the physical planetary bodies, or not in the case of the Moon, because Steiner's belief or his understanding is that the Moon was initially a subtle sphere, a non-physical sphere, pertaining to the realm of the imagination and among other things, psychism and whatnot, and that the Earth sphere, as the Earth sphere was being created as a physical entity for human evolution, that Lucifer and Iron Man drew out the mineral elements of the Earth sphere as it was being constituted, and redirected them from the third sphere, that of the Moon and the realm of the imagination, into their own generated sphere, the eighth sphere. So as the third sphere was leading to the creation of the fourth, the Lucifer and Iron Man came in and created this kind of renegade sphere, which then became the eighth sphere illegitimately, by using the mineral constituents of the Earth sphere as it was being generated to give substance to the phantoms, or the more spectral, or the more subtle imagery and elements of the third sphere. Now, as I'm saying this, it doesn't really make a great deal of sense to me, but it's at least something as far as a little bit of context for what comes next.
Thus, as Sphere 3 is advancing to a further stage, something is wrested from the spirits of form by Lucifer and Ahriman. Into this part that is wrested away, Lucifer and Ahriman penetrate, instead of the spirits of form. The activities of Lucifer and Ahriman are added to those of the spirits of movement, and as a result, 8 arises out of 3. Note by translator, the 8th sphere out of the third sphere, end of note by translator. Something else, then, must be there. Not merely the old Moon and this, in quotes, something else, which comes into being, as well as Sphere 4, is constituted by the fact that mineral substantiality, as it comes into being, is wrested away at the moment of the birth of the fourth sphere. Thus, when the mineral comes into existence, out of the imaginative substantiality, It is snatched by Lucifer and Ahriman and made into imagination. In the old moon there was as yet nothing mineral. Had mineral substance been present, that world body would have been an earth, not moon. Sphere 4 comes into being through the birth of the mineral element. In that Lucifer and Ahriman approach, snatch mineral substantiality out of Sphere 4 and infuse it into Sphere 3, the old moon is recapitulated, but now with materiality that belongs properly to the earth. Mark this well. Instead of pure imaginations being there, the imaginations are densified by the infusion of a mineral element that has been wrested from the earth. Densified imaginations are thus created. We are therefore drawn into a world of densified imaginations, which are not lunar in character, because they have been densified by materiality belonging to the earth. They are ghosts, specters. That is to say, behind our world there is a world of specters created by Lucifer and Ahriman. Let me express it schematically as follows. On the old moon, certain pictures were present. These should have passed over to the earth as something everywhere perceptible. But Lucifer and Ahriman retained them for themselves. Lucifer and Ahriman wrested from the earth certain of its constituents and made them into imaginations, so that these earth substances became not earthly formations, but moon formations. Lucifer and Ahriman strive unceasingly to draw from the earth's substances whatever they can snatch, in order to form their eighth sphere, which then, when it is sufficiently advanced, will be detached from the earth and go its own way in the cosmos, together with Lucifer and Ahriman. Needless to say, the earth would then pass over to Jupiter as a mere torso. But man, as you realize, has his established place in the whole of Earth evolution, for he is mineralized through and through. We are permeated by the mineralizing process, which is itself drawn into this battle, so that morsels of this substance can be continually wrested from it. Therefore, we ourselves are involved in the battle. Lucifer and Ahriman battle against the spirits of form, with the aim of wresting mineral substance from us everywhere. But the strength of the process varies in the different regions of our organism. We are diversely constituted. Some of our organs are more perfect than others. The most perfect of all is our organ of thinking, the brain and the skull, and there the battle of which I have spoken is the most vehement, precisely because this human head, this human brain, is fashioned as it is. And it is so fashioned because at this place in our body, Lucifer and Ahriman too have been the most successful in wresting mineral substance from us. Physical substance there is more spiritualized than anywhere else. The formation of our skull is due to the fact that it is there that most has been wrested from us. Hence it is precisely through the head that we can emancipate ourselves from our organism to the greatest extent. We can soar upward in thoughts. We can distinguish between the good and the evil. And for that very reason, Lucifer and Ahriman have there been the most successful in wresting away substantiality. In the so-called noblest organ of man, they have been able to wrest away the greatest amount of mineralized substantiality. This alchemy by which mineral substance is sent over into the eighth sphere is taking place all the time behind the scenes of our existence. Hence man can be educated for freedom only within the earthly material world. This by itself indicates the tremendous significance of the earthly material world, that which must be acquired by mankind, freedom of the will, can be acquired only during Earth evolution. In the Jupiter, Venus, and Vulcan stages, men will need this freedom of will. Therefore, when we consider the question of freedom, we are in a realm of great importance, for we know that the earth is the begetter of freedom, precisely because it is the earth that impregnates man with the physical mineral element. From this you will understand that what stems from the free will must be kept within the realm of earth. To spheres 3, 2, and 1, it is impossible to apply anything that stems from the principle of freedom. But the endeavor of Lucifer and Ahriman is to drag the free will of man, and whatever stems from it, into the eighth sphere. This means that man is perpetually exposed to the danger of having his free will wrested from him and dragged by Lucifer and Ahriman into the eighth sphere. This happens if the element of free will is transformed, for example, into visionary clairvoyance. When this is the case, a man is already in the eighth sphere. This is a matter of which occultists are so reluctant to speak, because it is an awful, terrible truth. The moment the free will is transformed into visionary clairvoyance, what unfolds in the human being becomes the booty of Lucifer and Ahriman. It is immediately captured by them, and thereby spirited away from the earth. You can see from this how through the shackling of free will the specters of the eighth sphere are created. Lucifer and Ahriman are engaged perpetually in shackling man's free will and in conjuring all sorts of things before him in order to tear away what he makes out of these things and let it disappear in the eighth sphere. When clairvoyance in all kinds of different forms develops in naive, credulous, superstitious people, it is often the case that their free will has been sacrificed. Then Lucifer instantly seizes hold of it. And whereas these people imagine they have had an experience of immortality, the truth is that in their visions they see a part or product of their souls being wrested away and prepared for the eighth sphere. You can imagine from this how deep was the concern of those who, having compromised by agreeing that by way of mediumship all kinds of truths relating to the spiritual world should be given to the public, then found the mediums believing that the dead were speaking to them. But the occultists then knew that what takes place between mediums and living men is that the stream of free will is passing into the eighth sphere. Instead of a link being formed with the eternal, the mediums were testifying precisely to what was continually disappearing into the eighth sphere. From this you will realize that Lucifer and Ahriman have an avid desire to bring as much as possible into the eighth sphere. Although Goethe mixed Lucifer and Ahriman together, he has nevertheless correctly described how a soul is wrested away from the clutches of Mephistopheles Ahriman. It would be the richest prize for Lucifer and Ahriman if they could ever succeed in capturing a whole soul for themselves. For thereby such a soul would disappear into the eighth sphere and be lost from earth evolution. The greatest victory for Lucifer and Ahriman would be if one day they could claim that countless numbers of the dead had passed into their sphere. That would be their greatest victory. Moreover, there is a way of achieving it. Lucifer and Ahriman may say, human beings long to know something about the life between death and a new birth. If, therefore, we tell them that they are learning something from the dead, they will be satisfied, and will direct their feelings toward the realm from which announcements are made to them as coming from the dead. If, therefore, we desire that the hearts and minds of men shall be guided toward the eighth sphere, let us say to them, we are telling you something that comes from the dead. We shall capture men by alleging that the dead are in our domain. This devilish plan, for here we have indeed to do with the devil, was put into effect by Lucifer and Ahriman when it had occurred to occultists to endeavor to accomplish something through mediumship. Lucifer and Ahriman inspired the mediums through whom they arranged the whole business in order that people might be guided to the realm whence the dead were alleged to be speaking. Lucifer and Ahriman could then lay hold of their souls. The occultists were alarmed when they saw what course things were taking, and they took counsel among themselves as to how to steer away from it. Even those who belonged to the left wing realized what was happening, and they said, "We will do something different." An opportunity then presented itself through the appearance of a remarkable personality, namely H.P. Blavatsky. Now, after the plan had been seen through and the occultists on the earth no longer lent their hands to it, Lucifer and Ahriman were obliged to pursue their aim in a different way. Materialism had come upon the scene in the natural course of the earth's evolution. Therefore, in order to reckon with the mineralized process of evolution, it was necessary that men's attention should be focused entirely on material things. That is materialism, pure and simple.